Blog Talk Radio.
The
The first three of these, mentalism and correspondence and vibration, are all immutable. It means they can't change. So there's ways to, you know, deep dive and change some of them. Now, let me be very clear. I am a Bible-believing Christian, and I know some of this is, like, esoteric-y, but, you know, there's a little bit of truth that you can grasp and seeds of excellence in all of these things. So please, you know, be open-minded, not where your brain falls out. You know, think positively. And I'll give you a Bible verse, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So I'm trying to bring you timeless truth. I'm not, you know, trying to go down any kind of mystical, magical mystery tours here. But if you could, if we could look at these with an open mind and see how the law of attraction, which is all in the Bible, by the way, remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, you know, it's a timeless text. So let's go a little bit into the principle of mentalism. The all is mind, the universal mental, the Kybalion. This principle embodies the truth that all is mind. It explains the all, which is the sustainable reality underlying all the outward manifestations and appearances, which we know under the terms of the material universe, the phenomena of life, matter, energy, and in short, all that is apparent in material senses, the spirit. Now, we've talked about how our minds project vibrations. Now, you could do this just very simply with yourself. You start telling yourself how lousy life is and how horrible you feel. Guess what? Like attracts like. You are what you think about most of the time. So truly, all is mind. And we have to have, and I've said this, you know, have to have the mind of the master. And, you know, you have to master your own mind. You have to master your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And your feelings, once you start, you know, vibrating at low vibrational energy, your feelings are going to start becoming depressed, blah, blah, blah. So we're here to be uplifting, inspirational, and positive. And, you know, spirit, which in itself is unknowable and undefinable, but it may be considered the thought of a universal, infinite, living mind. You know, our God is a universal creator, right? We don't know what we don't know, you know? So, and this is from the Kybalion, and I believe in a lot of this. Do I believe every single thing? I don't know. You know, I'm still going to keep seeking and searching for truth anyway, because that's Cicero said something about constantly seeking and searching for the truth. But let's get back to all is mind. It explains that all the phenomenal world or universe is simply a mental creation of the all, subject to laws of created things, and that the universe is a whole and its parts are units has an existence in the mind of the all. Well, the Bible even says God holds all things together. So in which mind we live, move, and have our being. This principle, by establishing mental nature of the universe, easily explains all the varied mental and psychic phenomena that occupy such a large portion of the public attention, and which, without such explanation, are non-understandable and defy scientific treatment. An understanding of this great hermetic principle of mentalism enables an individual to readily grasp the laws of mental universe, and to apply the same to his well-being and advancement. The hermetic student is able to apply intelligently the great mental laws instead of using them in a haphazard manner. Now, I know the Bible says take every thought captive, okay? So you don't want to use your mind in a haphazard manner because you're kind of, you know, sinning against yourself. So with Tyre Master Key in his possession, the student may unlock the many doors of the mental psychic temple of knowledge and enter the same freely and intelligently. This principle explains the true nature of energy, power, and matter, and why and how all these subordinate to the mastery of mind. One of the old Hermetic masters wrote long ages ago, "He who grasps the truth of mental nature of the universe is well advanced on his path to mastery." Ding, 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 ding. And these words are true today at the time they were first written. Without this master key, mastery is impossible, and the student knocks in vain at many doors of the temple. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, hyperbole there at the temple. But, you know, think of this proverbial temple as the life you want to create. And, you know, our body, you know, has been called the temple. I think it's Zen Buddhism, you know, your body is the temple. So any of the world's great thinking, philosophical religions believe in these principles. You know, funny, because today Dr. Ben Carson said something about a poverty mindset. And he said the best way to overcome poverty is to overcome the poverty mindset. And he was excoriated. But ding, 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 that is so true. If you see people that live in abject poverty, it's their mamas lived in abject poverty, their grandmothers, and it's all they know, and they know how to poor mouth. And they don't have the resources a lot of times to go ahead. And I'm not talking monetary resources here. Remember, all is mind. I'm talking about mental resources. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So they probably, and that's why I would love, one of my hearts is to really affect change and transformation in this country, is to transform our minds. And that's another biblical principle, by the way. But he was exactly right. They have a poverty mindset, generational poverty mindset, and the poor man got excoriated. Now, Dr. Carson's backstory, and he's in President Trump's cabinet of urban development. He grew up in that abject poverty. So he would know. He would know. And, you know, he's so right. So, you know, if we really want to make America great again, we need to make Americans think great again. It's time to take these thoughts, because thoughts are things. Okay, Napoleon Hill, thoughts are things. Earl Nightingale, man becomes what he thinks about most of the time. All of these things, the Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart, these are such true principles. Because good, the Bible said, I just read, think on these good things, you know, what's lovely and what's good and what's beautiful. You know, you start thinking good thoughts instead of poverty and despair and desolation, guess what? You're going to get more of the same. So that is kind of how what's going on today affects, you know, and how it lines up with these ancient principles, the principle of mentalism. And there's something in Christianity called the mind of Christ. And first, you know, greatest commandment I give you is to love one another. Love is a great vibration. It's a great vibrational energy. True, soulful love. True, soulful love. So, you know, this is a soul-driven, you know, discussion, and it's just something to think about. But, yes, all is mind, back to the principle of mentalism in the Kabbalion. Now, the second one is the principle of correspondence, and we kind of discussed this yesterday, too. But natural law and the Kabbalion, there's a lot of similarities and overlaps. I believe there was 12 natural laws, 7 hermetic principles. So in the principle of correspondence, as above, so below, as below, so above, and then you could also say as within, so without, because you're projecting. You become what your heart thinks about, what your heart feels. So that's part of this principle of correspondence. It embodies the truth that there's always a correspondence between the laws and phenomena of the various planes of being in life. The old Hermetic axiom in these words, as above, so below, as below, so above, and the grasping of this principle gives one the meaning of solving many a dark paradox and hidden secret of nature. There are planes beyond our knowing. But when we apply the principle of correspondence to them, we are able to understand much that would otherwise be unknowable to us. This principle of law, of this universal law, the ancient Hermeticists considered this principle as one of the most important mental instruments by which man was able to pry aside the obstacles which hid from view the unknown. Its use even tore aside the veil of Isis to the extent that the glimpse of the face of the goddess might be caught. Just as a knowledge of the principle of geometry enables man to measure distant suns and their movements while seated in his observatory, so a knowledge of the principle of correspondence enables man to reason intelligently from the known to the unknown. Studying the monad, he understands the archangel. Wow, that's a little deep. And there was somebody called Hermes Trismegistus. Trismegistus means three times great. The number three is kind of an interesting number. Trinity, three happinesses. So as above, so below. You know, if all is mind, we become what we think about most of the time. The vibration we're putting into the universe, the ether, if you will, is going to be congruent. It corresponds. And that is kind of the correspondence, if you will. There's so much to this. This is kind of a really deep one. But remember, the correspondence is an immutable law. And, you know, we want harmony and agreement and correspondence between the physical, mental, and spiritual realms. That's body, mind, and spirit. That's getting those together. So there's no separation in the universe, including you, and everything originates from the source. Source energy, God, infinite intelligence, creator. And the same pattern is expressed on all planes of existence. From the smallest electron to the largest star and vice versa. All is one. We're all created from the same stuff. Now, the ancient Greek temple of Apollo at Delphi was referring to the great law of correspondence in the inscription, "Know thyself, and thou shalt know all the mysteries of the gods in the universe." So, you know thyself is really important. That's why taking time to introspect, self-introspect, and getting your body, mind, and spirit, you know, aligned properly is important. So that is the second, and that's immutable. It can't be changed. And then there's the principle of vibration. And we've talked about vibration. We have so talked about vibration. Remember, our thoughts are things. Our thoughts project vibrations, which create our attitudes, which make neural pathways. So the principle of vibration embodies the truth that everything is in motion. That's true. Everything we look at is in motion. Everything vibrates. Nothing is at rest. Facts, which modern science endorses, and which each new scientific discovery tends to verify. Yet this Hermetic principle was enunciated thousands of years ago by the masters of ancient Egypt. This principle explains that the differences between different manifestations of matter, energy, mind, and even spirit result largely from varying degrees and rates of vibration. From the all, which is pure spirit, down to the grossest form of matter, all is in vibration, but it depends on the level of vibration, right? The higher the vibration, the higher the position on the scale. Now, the vibration of spirit is such an infinite rate of intensity and rapidity that it's practically at rest. Let that sink in. It goes so fast that it's practically at rest. That is just amazing. That is really cool. Just as rapidly moving wheels seem to be motionless. And the other end of the scale, there are gross forms of matter whose vibrations are so low as it seems to rest. Between these poles, there are millions upon millions of varying degrees of vibration. From corpuscle and electron, atom and molecule, to worlds and universes, everything is in a vibratory motion. This is also two on the planes of energy and force, which are but varying degrees of vibration, and also on the mental planes, whose states depend on vibration, even do on the spiritual planes. An understanding of this principle with the appropriate formulas enables hermetic students to control their own mental vibrations as well as those of others. Doo-doo, that's weird. I think we should just start controlling ourselves before we start controlling others, although you can, and you better use it for good, I'll tell you that. And the masters also apply this principle to conquering of natural phenomena in various ways. He who understands this principle of vibration has grasped the scepter of power, says one of the old writers. But personal power. You need to grab your own personal power. there's a vibrational scale, and I don't know if we've talked about this, I'm sure. There's a book, Power versus Force. And real power is a vibration, and the vibration of love is the highest. And we talked about this the other day when we were talking about how the terrorists that did that horrible bombing in Manchester obviously have a very low vibrational energy to do something like that, and because love is the highest vibration. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, but they they did Dr. Amimoto, if I bastardized his name, I'm terribly sorry, but they spoke to water and said to this water, "You are ugly, we hate you, you're horrible." And this water, like, changed its the way it looked under a microscope. And it was all disjointed and dark. And then they said to water, I love you, you're good, you're great, you know. And then the water became like a beautiful, like, snowflake. And it was just really, really very interesting to see this. So, very interesting. It's very interesting what kind of vibrations we put out there. But I know that we did say something about that Bible verse, and I hope I have it available here, because I'm not a Bible master, you know. I know what I read, but let's see. No. Sorry. Okay, here it is. No. Anyway, focus on what's beautiful. Here we go. Whatever we think about, dwell upon, and contemplate tends to be in our mindset. So we got the principle of mind, okay? What we think about is a choice that we cannot make. We cannot control circumstances, but we can control how we think about these circumstances. If we think on excellent things, we'll tend to respond to life excellently. Here's the verse, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Okay, and you know, you are not what you think you are, but what you think you are, and that's kind of interesting, huh? It is what you think you are. You're not what you think you are, what you think you are. So take that one to the bank. But that's the principle of vibration, and you really need to break it down. It's immutable. Remember, nothing moves, everything vibrates, and it's the third and last of the immutable laws, and the whole universe is vibration. So, and what we think about taps into that vibration. So remember the axiom, like energy attracts like energy, and that is really what the law of attraction is based. So it has its foundation in this law. So everything that you experience in your five physical senses is conveyed through vibration, and the same applies to the mental realm. Your thoughts, as we keep saying, your thoughts are vibrations, all your emotions are vibrations, where unconditional love in the sense of love for one another is the highest and most subtle of the emotional vibrations, and hate is the densest and most base. You could learn to control your mental vibrations at will. And that is true thought power. And that is why we have to take every thought captive. That is why we have to think about what's lovely and kind and pure, because we're putting vibes out there in the universe. I think it's Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, I think. And it's the water study, and it's profound. So everything is vibration. So those are the three immutable laws. And, you know, this is so much to take in. But you know what? We're basic here. Let's get the three immutable ones down, and let's learn them. Let's live them. Like the four agreements. It's easy to do things in little chunks, right? Inch by inch, it's a cinch, but by the yard, it's hard. So being impeccable with our word, we went ahead and we did cover this today. I'm not going to deep dive and unpack anymore, because we've got to let that stuff settle in and, you know, get some repetition, get those neural pathways. And it's all connected. It is. I mean, it is so all connected. If you start really awakening, you know, remember, impeccable with our word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do our best. So impeccable with our word, because our words have our containers of power with powerful vibrations. Don't take anything personally, because if you don't take anything personally, you're not going to feel bad. You're not going to feel negative vibes, right? So you're going to project positive vibrations. I'm trying to get all this stuff to, you know, go together here. Don't make assumptions. that's pretty self-explanatory. Communication, good communication is good vibration, right? And always do your best. That's the spirit of excellence. That is that, like that Bible verse. It's, you know, always be excellent. So there is a lot more to this, and I think we will go ahead and we will keep unpacking this slowly and slowly. But remember, Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Because now you're going to be putting a great vibration. And you know what? Your Creator's infinite intelligence, that's what it is. That's what God is. God is love. God is excellence. God is pure, holy, just. So it all works. It all really works in a great, great, great way. So I think that is enough of this for today. But I will tell you, I did go ahead and just done some of our health part of our show today. I've been taking omega-7, and supposedly, you know, it's like we talked about the other day, it's a recently discovered substance. It's palmitoleic acid. Now, it's supposed to help you lose weight and reduce the risk for heart disease. And it's kind of, you know, if you've heard, I'm sure everyone's heard of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-7 fatty acids are also unsaturated. But unlike omega-3 fatty acids, the body makes those itself. Omega-7 fatty acids are not essential because the body does have the ability to make them. I'm sorry. Omega-3s cannot be made by the body. Omega-7 is. I'm sorry. So omega-7s are found in nuts, macadamia nuts, some natural oils, buckthorn berries. Omega-7 supplements are not usually available. You can get them at certain health food stores. I got mine at Whole Foods. like omega-3s, omega-7s appear to have several health benefits, but with an entirely different mode of action. Palmitoleic acid not only functions as an inflammatory molecule, but is vital for signaling metabolic reactions and communication between the different cell types in the body. Kind of talks a little bit about this. We're going to unpack it a little more. Omega-7 has been referred to as lipokine, which is defined as a hormone-like molecule that ensures optimal utilization of fats and limits excess fat production in the entire body. So maybe that's kind of why. So let's unpack a little bit about the health benefits of omega-7. Recent studies indicate that this exotic supplement can counter the risk factors that are responsible for the metabolic syndrome. Now, metabolic syndrome is becoming, you know, I think it's syndrome X, and it's where you don't burn fat right. That's where ketogenesis, I believe, is really good. So metabolic syndrome, something which has not been possible with current conventional medical therapy. Not only can omega-7 reduce the risk factors for heart disease and stroke, it does it at a much lower cost than pharmaceutical medicines. Surprise, surprise. Medications, right? Come on. No kidding. Herbs are much cheaper than pharmaceuticals. So, several studies have reported that omega-7 acids can lower the risk of type 2 diabetes, prevent buildup of atherosclerotic plaque, and lower the inflammatory marker known as C-reactive protein. Okay? So C-reactive protein. Now, some of those, I'm not really, you know what? Those are things I'm not even sure. I'm just kind of reading from one of the studies here. Other studies show that omega-7 can improve insulin sensitivity and increase the levels of good HDL cholesterol and lower the bad LDL, low-density lipoprotein. And, you know, I got to tell you something. When I took my test to be a personal trainer, it's kind of off our bunny track, I remember the high-density lipoprotein as being the healthy cholesterols, and because of high energy, high vibration. So, and remember, low vibration is low vibration. It's dark. So that's how you could remember what's the good cholesterol. The high one is good. Take the high road, okay? Other studies show omega-7 can improve insulin sensitivity and increase the high-density lipoproteins, the good cholesterol, and lower the bad cholesterol, the low-density lipoproteins. By modulating these risk factors, omega-7 not only improves overall healthy, but also reduces the risk of heart disease and stroke. Okay, so omega-7 and metabolic syndrome and body weight. One common reason why people develop abdominal obesity or enlargement of the waist circumference is that metabolic syndrome, which is strongly associated with the risk of heart disease and diabetes. This syndrome is believed to be due to uncontrolled inflammation as the result of excess fat. I mean, inflammation is so bad. We are an inflammation nation. It's because of all the garbage they put in our foods, right? Okay, omega-7 helps the management of metabolic syndrome by decreasing the inflammation, which is due to the stored fat deposits. The other benefit of omega-7 fatty acid is that by controlling the fat production and decreasing storage, it also helps the individual to lose weight. Okay? So you're controlling the fat storage and production. So that's actually good. So let's see here. Several studies have shown that laboratory animals fed diets that are rich in omega-7s have release of gastrointestinal hormones, which promote a sense of fullness. That's true. I haven't been that hungry today. At the same time, these hormones also work both peripherally and centrally and suppress the desire to eat. Cool. This combined mode of action also leads to gradual weight loss, the best kind. The lasting kind, that's the transformative type of weight loss, by the way. While large-scale human studies have not yet been done on omega-7, there are ample anecdotal reports on the weight-reducing properties of the supplement. Should one start omega-7 supplements to lose weight? Well, that's entirely up to you. got to get moving, too. So, you know, lifestyle, supersizing our food, constantly going through the drive-thru, and doesn't mean you can't ever do it, but, you know, change your lifestyle and then include some of these, you know, metabolic substances. That's what I'm doing. I've been eating my fat bombs because I'm trying to do keto, but I'm eating vegetables. I'm eating chicken. Yesterday I had a nice, you know, lean patty with some cheese, yum, put a little fat in there. So, I mean, you know, you've got to eat good food. I mean, the more I read and the more I'm paying attention, organic really probably is the way to go. Definitely non-GMO, absolutely. So I was studying some stuff today, and going to go off on another topic now. Now, we're real big here at Awaken to Empowerment, having to do with consciousness. Consciousness is very important. And, you know, we've said this many times, most people are just walking around in like an unconscious fog and really aren't in the present and aren't, you know, understanding. If you're listening to this, if you're a listener to this, you are totally, and it doesn't make you better, you just are vibrating at a different level because you have a heart to affect change. You want transformation. You want to be fed that good, positive, you know, things that are going to help you transform to your ideal life, and help you to create your purpose and you know, set into your passions that can, you know, really affect change in the world, okay? I want to transform America, really, to by transforming Americans and our mindset. So this is something that I've heard Anthony Robbins do, Kevin Trudeau. It's a psychology basic, and it's the four stages of competence. I'm sure some of you have heard this before, but, you know, start thinking as you are in the present moment and what you're doing and how stuff fits in. And I thought of something, you know, people that are just victims all the time are in a very low vibrational stage of competence, okay, which is also a level of consciousness. So I'm going to go over these, it's the four stages of competence. Unconscious incompetence, okay? That's the victim right there, okay? I'm a victim, my life sucks, nothing I can do. So totally disempowered, unconscious incompetence. They walk around unconsciously, and they put themselves in a situation of incompetence. Now, this individual does not understand or know how to do something and does not necessarily recognize the deficit. I'm a victim. That's the problem, okay? They may deny the usefulness of the skill. The individual must recognize their own incompetence and the value of the new skill before moving on to the next stage. The length of time an individual spends in this stage depends on the strength of the stimulus to learn. Some people don't want to learn. Some people don't care. They like being the victim. That is their role in life. So, I mean, and sometimes, you know, so don't be unconsciously incompetent. Learn. You can have, do, be anything you want to be. Anything the mind can believe and achieve, anything the mind can believe and can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. That is Napoleon Hill. That is Think and Grow Rich 101. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, because conceive really comes first, because you have to have a concept of it, conceptualize it, and believe. And the belief is big. That's big. You have to really believe. You can't just say you believe on the surface. You got to intrinsically in your heart and soul believe. So anything a mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Somebody that comes from a place of unconscious, incompetent victimhood doesn't think anything beyond their victimhood. They don't know that they have these intrinsic, beautiful, God-given powers, the powers that can totally transform. It's in all of us. But maybe they've never been taught. They've never been told, because all of the times they hear, oh, you're never going to amount to anything. That's why people don't listen to what other people say to them. You got to be careful who you're listening to. You got to be careful who your teachers are, because that'll get you to another level. So unconscious incompetence. This is the four stages of competence. Unconscious incompetence. Conscious incompetence. So the individual does not understand or know how to do something. He or she does recognize the deficit as well as the value of a new skill in addressing the deficit. The making of mistakes can be integral to the learning process at this stage. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the young entrepreneur that's, you know, well, I don't know this, but I'm going to try. And that's okay. You know, people need to awaken to the fact that there's these things. And, you know, once you realize, and this could be in many different areas of your life. I mean, you know, conscious incompetence sometimes you know, you get in a place where it's like, I'm not really good at this, but I want to learn. And that's where, you know, being teachable and coachable is phenomenal. So conscious incompetence. I know that I'm not good at this, but damn it, I'm going to give it the best I can, and I'm going to get good at it. And how do we get good at it? Repetition, 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 back to the basics. Then there's conscious competence. The individual understands or knows how to do something. However, demonstrating the skill or knowledge requires concentration. It may be broken down into steps, and there's heavy conscious involvement in executing the new skill. These are my favorite people to coach. Because they know how to do it and they're conscious. But it's like baby steps, okay? And you can help them. When clients start talking, you know, oh, my God, my life sucks. Whoa, wait a minute, you know better. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's where you can go ahead because they are conscious and they're competent. They know how to do it. They just need to be reminded. So, you know, when you're consciously competent, that's where you're starting to make true progress, true transformation, and that change that really affects change. Conscious incompetence starts to affect change. Conscious competence is the beginning of that, you know, that transitory transformation process. And then there's unconscious competence. That is where you can do something, you don't even have to think about it, like driving a car. Think about driving a car, okay? When you were a little kid sitting behind your dad's wheel, you know, and watching, you were kind of unconscious and competent. You just were driven around. And then conscious incompetence, you know, they don't know how to do something, but they do realize, you know, I don't know how to drive. And the first time you got into a car, it's like, I don't know how to do this. I kind of think I might be able to, but at least you're conscious that you're incompetent thus far. And then there's that conscious competence where you're driving and you think about the red light and you count, you know, at the stop sign 1, 2, 3 and turn signal and you start thinking all these processes that you have to do. Well, and finally, a seasoned driver becomes unconsciously competent. That is when you vibrate at a really high level. And if you can master your thoughts and by these four stages of competence, you could start mastering and become an unconscious competent master. That is where you're going to get to the next level. It's like anything in working out. You know, it's in working out. You know, you go ahead and you don't know what to do at first, and then you start doing it, and it's like a baby walking, anything. So some skill sets today. These are some basics. Don't want to, you know, take too much longer on our show tonight. You know, there is no secrets. There's nothing new under the sun. These are just timeless truths that if we choose to consciously deploy them, okay, we become competent at them. And you know, sometimes we could bounce. Sometimes we're consciously incompetent or unconsciously competent, and sometimes then we become consciously competent. We don't ever want to really revert back to conscious incompetence or unconscious incompetence. Woo! It's a mouthful. But, yeah, these are timeless truths. And, you know, it's all the masters, you know, Napoleon Hill with Think and Grow Rich. I mean, not a secret, the secret. No secret. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. You are what you think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life because you believe you can. It is truly important to keep building your belief, though, especially when you first start these processes. That's the biggest challenge, is to really tap into your belief. And you'll discover, you got to do the belief muscle. That's why little processes help transformation. So hopefully this Awaken to Empowerment show has served you well today. I've been doing a lot of studying to bring you an excellent show. I'm sorry if I was stumbling my words. I don't even know why. Really, it's time to create your ideal life. And, you know, keep dreaming. Keep thinking. And then, you know, remember, we have to have a dream, okay, to accomplish great things. We have to dream as well as do. So if you haven't done so already, just try to create your ideal life on paper. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want your ideal life to look like? What is your, you know, your body, mind, and spirit, and your business? And you know, there's so many things to our lives. And, you know, remember, health is really number one. Be healthy. Try and share some good health principles here. Right now I'm doing my weight loss thing again. But you know something funny? Yeah, sometimes you just got to do and forget about all the minutia. I actually, when I was young, 2019, yeah, I was heavy. I was like 160-some pounds, and I'm 5'6". And I dieted myself to fatness. I was dieting. I was always dieting and frustrated. And when I just let go and finally stopped dieting and just said, you know what, I'm going to live my life, exercise, I want to wear, it was 80, so of course, you know, you want to wear clothes that, you know, little mini skirts. And when I finally just had a compelling reason to me at that time, I lost weight. I got down 112 pounds, and it wasn't hard. I was out dancing with my girlfriends. I was shopping. It was great. It was totally great. I'm very unconsciously competent shopper. that's a good thing. But, you know, really, let's get serious. Tap into your belief. Really get those belief muscles grown. You got to believe what I tell you with these timeless truths and practice them yourself. Remember, take every thought captive. If you start, and I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I was doing my stinking thinking, I hate my life, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I haven't thought those thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. I have not thought those thoughts in weeks because I decided to change my thoughts because I know better. But you know what? We all get into our little funkalicious, and, you know, it's okay as long as we know the path to get to where we need to be, and we need to keep marching, and we need to keep going forward, and we need to keep growing. Because remember, everything is vibration. Everything is in vibration. Anything stagnant is dead. So hopefully this Awaken to Empowerment show has served you well. I am going to close. This has been a longer show. I think I had us down for an hour and a half. But, you know, I think there was a lot here. So just to recap, we studied the seven hermetic principles. We went over the immutable ones, unchangeable, the principle of mentalism, all is mind, the principle of correspondence, as below, above, so below. Remember, we are body, mind, and spirit. We're vibrating. And then the law of vibration. So and we talked a little bit about the omega-7, trying it. I'm not so hungry, which is kind of good. And I'm also trying to do keto. So I'm kind of giving it a double dip with a little bit of intermittent fasting. And then we also went into a little bit of the four stages of competence, the unconscious and competence, conscious and competence, conscious competence, and unconscious competence. So hopefully all of these things will help you transform your life to create that ideal life. But do take some time to meditate and visualize and vibrate on the life that you want. And just really, remember what we say every day, do your gratitude every morning and at night. And as you're doing the gratitude, be thankful for those things that are coming to you. You know, they're coming to you. If you believe they are, doors will open. And I know this sounds so trite, and everybody says it. I'm sure you've experienced it. I'm sure you have. If you haven't, please. I have. I have done things I never imagined doing just because I kept doing the right thing, and I kept believing. Don't stop believing. Great song by Journey. So I'd love, I wish I had that on the, wish I had that uploaded here. That would be a really good one to say goodbye to our show. Maybe I'll find that. I'm sure I have the CD somewhere. But anyway, yeah, hopefully this show served you. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Yes, I'm your transformation diva. I'm here to serve. If anybody ever has questions, you could reach me, private message me on Facebook, Carol Ann Parisi. It's me, and my Facebook picture says positive, be positive, positive energy. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Go create your ideal life. Let's do it together. And I will catch you back here next time. So in the meantime, get your peace of mind going with Boston. Thanks again for listening. Hope I've served you. Love you. Thank you. Peace, love, and freedom. And go vibrate at a high level. Thoughts are things, remember. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.